One of Kansas City's main domestic violence agencies opened a new shelter this month, but not for women. Rose Brooks now has an on-site pet shelter, making it the first agency in the region and one of just a few dozen nationwide to have a place for domestic violence victims' pets. And as KCUR's Alana Gordon reports, for some women, the new resource may mean the difference between seeking safety and continuing to live in danger.
Imagine a small pony that's about the size of Hank.
4'2" from his head to the ground.
A 150-pound, all black,
lovable
Great Dane.
He is my baby in every sense of the word. He is my everything.
Can you make it squeak by yourself?
That's Mackenzie. Her dog, Hank, is observant and calm until the two start playing with a squeaky toy.
Good job.
I met them at Rose Brooks, a domestic violence shelter in Kansas City. It's a place they've been to before. Actually, Mackenzie and Hank are fake names they're using for protection and safety reasons. Not too long ago, Mackenzie says she was in trouble, and she didn't see any warnings.
You know, there's signs to abuse. They'll start to call you names, and they'll start to isolate you from your family, and I didn't get any of that.
But 3 months into her relationship, everything changed.
My abuser was hell-bent on killing me that night.
Her boyfriend just snapped.
He put me through the nearest wall, and I went through the wall. You don't feel anything. You don't.
He proceeded to beat her with a hammer. Well, he tried to. Hank laid on top of her and shielded her.
A roofing hammer did not hit me in my ribs. He laid on top of me, and I was not hit in the head. He laid on top of me, and my hips were not broken. He endured everything so that I would not.
Mackenzie managed to escape. She later returned with police and found Hank bruised and unable to walk. Police then brought them to Rose Brooks. There was just one problem. The shelter, like others, didn't take pets.
We wish that we could have taken dogs for the last 30 years of being here. But when it came down to it, we just didn't have the resources, we didn't have the time, we didn't have the staff.
Sarah North is with the shelter. She says an improved police referral system and a down economy, which can worsen domestic violence situations, had the shelter focused on more and more women and children who were turning to them.
Getting into pets is a whole different world than what we do.
I said, I have to have him. We have to be together. I'm not ever going to leave him.
Mackenzie was serious, so she told a staff member,
I'm going to go to a rest stop. We're just going to go on ahead and get out of town. And she said, You're going to a rest stop? I said, well, yeah, you don't take dogs. I'm leaving. And she said, well, let me make some phone calls.
The shelter made an exception for them. Hank stayed in an unused handicapped bathroom in the basement. As his health improved, he started making his way around the shelter.
People who aren't dog people became dog people. Everyone here loved him back together.
When Mackenzie was referring to people who aren't really dog people who love Hank, she was referring to me.
Sarah North says it took some adjusting at the shelter. Hank's big. Not everyone was comfortable with him. But overall, it was good having him there.
Immediately, we saw the therapeutic benefit not only to her, but to the other residents and even to the staff.
Mackenzie's situation is not that unusual. Allie Phillips is director of the National Center for the Prosecution of Animal Abuse, and she also helps domestic violence shelters set up options for victims' pets.
There are women who will just simply not come forward and report the abuse or go to a shelter because they know their local shelter will not take their pet.
Phillips, a former prosecutor, says it's a problem across the country, especially because pets and livestock can be an effective target by abusers who want to control their victims.
What a better way to get silence and compliance from an adult or child victim than to say, if you tell anybody or if you struggle, I'm going to kill the dog or I'm going to kill the cat. And it is that power of targeting the pet that maintains the power of terror and abuse.
Phillips says out of the more than 2,500 shelters nationwide, she's aware of about 70 that now have some sort of pet program. Rose Brooks recently joined the list.
Thank you all so much for being here today, and we're so lucky we have great weather. And I know that all of you here are dog lovers, so you won't mind that you hear a dog bark.
2 weeks ago, Susan Miller, the shelter's director, announced the opening of Paw's Place, Rose Brooks' new pet shelter. It's a barn-like structure with room for 8 pets.
At 3 o'clock this afternoon, all of our kennels will be full.
After the shelter had made an exception for Mackenzie and Hank, they started taking in some other victims' pets. Staff got in touch with area animal organizations for backup support. When the shelter started moving forward with a big expansion of its family wing, they decided to add on plans for this on-site pet shelter. Mackenzie says she's thrilled.
The fact that they acknowledge that this is a need is humbling, and it's exciting, and it's a great honor.
Especially, she says, knowing that what was a horrific, terrible experience for her and Hank now means other women will face less barriers in seeking safety. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.